Hey, it's Sunday and it's time for another episode. I am a sea of screaming sheets, pledging allegiance, pressing play on your intimate instruction tape. The sounds celebrate as they parade across my conquered land. Laid out for you, your new country, of which you will be king, queen, president and resident. I leave my taxes all across the floor, a bomb site of silk and satin, because it's laundry day tomorrow. But tonight I am busy being educated and explored. You know when you stay with someone, even though it's not really working or ideal or great or whatever, because you don't want to have to start over with someone else? I feel like that has more power than I think many people realise. You know, the whole fear of having to be completely new with a person, you know. I mean, having to get to know someone else, having to figure out how to just be normal around them, and that's some intense stuff, you know. And I think obviously you have to learn how to, you know, physically, it's a bad time and it's scary sometimes. I mean, sometimes it can be exciting, you know, like an adventure, you know, it's like you have this whole new person to explore and discover. But, you know, they're also doing that with you. And it's like, oh, okay. Right. I don't know. I think I'm just a very nervous person, just in general. Like, I'm like, but what if this goes terribly wrong? What if, you know what I mean? So it's easier to, like, stick with someone that I know and at least tolerate my ridiculous everything than go out there and sort of present me to a whole new person, you know, even if that person is way better and probably what I want. It's like, you know, kind of that fear of change, you know what I mean? Oh my God. Having a lot of weird dreams lately. Maybe it's a sign that I can't read yet. Or maybe I'm living another life in another sky that I can only see when I close my eyes. But anyway, when I'm there, wandering through weirdness, I'm happy at least. I always wake up nostalgic with a smile I wore the night before in my dreams. Actually do have a lot of weird dreams. I actually had a dream about this podcast last night, so that was you know, maybe that was my subconscious sort of telling me, hey, make sure you record an episode today, you dumb bitch. I don't know. But I have very, like, I don't know, they're just like very real, and you know, so sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, you know, that was a very weird thing that happened. It actually feels weird sometimes, you know, trying to sort of let go of almost the world that I was exploring the night before when I was asleep, you know what I mean? Because, you know, in pretty much every way, it is better than the real world. And it feels so real and so strong, and it's like I get back here and I'm like, ew, no, I don't want to do that, bye, you know what I mean? Sometimes I have this dream. It's always in the same place. And it's like I see people that I know, kind of. And it's like we reconnect and we have these conversations. And it's like, I don't know, like sometimes I think maybe it's like some kind of, you know, subconscious, like cyber universe messaging service. Like, I don't know. It's really weird. I always feel like really weird when I wake up after that. You know, like I was really talking to that person and we were really having a connective moment. Giving you the night sweats, teasing you to terror. Would you like it if I accommodated your affection, darling? Do you like the delights of our velvet nights, burning with desire for your bunny rabbit, like a wealthy, deviant alcoholic? You sink me into your throat, shaking so as I go down, drinking yourself to death, the thrill tastes too good to resist. Devout to the point of disturbing, waiting and writhing, sighing and yearning. I think it truly is delightful to be desired, but, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, do it responsibly because you don't want people going crazy now, you know what I mean? But I don't know, maybe sometimes it's nice when they do. I don't know. I have at times been accused of being a little bit, you know, like people say that to me. They say that I, you know, like sometimes I'll just be like just talking to a person regularly. And I don't know, they get this kind of thing from me. I don't know. I'm just minding my business, trying to have a conversation, you know what I mean? I'm not responsible for that. If they want to, you know, be all like that and read something into it. But I have to be real, sometimes I do it on purpose. And like, I play dumb a little because, you know, I'm that bitch and that's what I do. But it's fun though, because... Because you know that you're just, like, doing all these things to a person and you have plausible deniabilities. You can be like, I didn't mean that. I didn't say that. I don't know what you're talking about. And it is just, it's fun, you know? And life is hard. Why can't we have fun? You know what I mean? Just be a bit crazy and a bit lovely, a bit secret. It's nice. Don't kill my vibe or whatever. But like, is it okay to do that? I feel like it is, you know. If it's fun for everybody, then it's okay to kind of, you know, just have fun together. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, that bad. It can just be, you know, a little light. Sort of, you know, fun torture or something. I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna like physically hurt anybody. I'm not crazy, but you know, I just like make people think about things, you know, like a really fun version of Samara from The Ring. Like, you know, I'm not gonna make you think about like dead horses and like really traumatic things. I'm gonna make you think about like fun things, like, you know, it'd be fun. You're mine when I settle my subconscious on soft pillows, slipping into the shadow of sleep, chasing you. Constantly thinking about the fair features of your face. I invite you to immerse yourself in freedom fantasies, in which I can admit that night has fallen along with my inhibitions, and I belong to you too. Breaking my brain to try and understand how you broke inside me. Giving myself to you using my own hands. Help yourself to my heart. As you can tell, I've been thinking a lot about like sleeping and dreaming and things. I have problems with sleeping sometimes. It's really frustrating because everyone's just like, have some lavender, have some like tea or something, or hot milk or whatever. And like, you know, sometimes that doesn't work. So I don't really know what I'm expected to do in those situations. But, you know, such is life. Anyways, but on the rare opportunities where I can sleep, as I said, you know, I have these weird, like, fucked up, like, really vivid and real dreams. And sometimes I really seriously think that they are, like, psychic predictions or, like, you know, kind of astral conversations. I don't know, you know. It could be. You don't know that it's a lie. It could be true. But it's good. Like, I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying it, you know. And it's certainly better than lying awake at like 4 a.m. thinking, what the fuck? I have to get up in a few hours. Because I have like meetings and things like that. And why won't my brain just like shut the fuck up? Why won't my eyes stay closed? Why won't my body go the fuck to sleep? That's the big question. Missing you, acting so alien when I stare at our story, trying to take back the moment I unchained my heart and set it free. Maybe someday I'll leap back into love with you, hanging out in our honeymoon hours as it was. You know, it's hard to accept that my heart is mine again when I spent so long telling her that she belonged to you. I think sometimes you can spend so long being in love with somebody that loving them kind of becomes a part of who you are, like your identity, I guess, or part of, you know, your personality. Like, it feels like a natural thing for you to do. Like, you wake up and you think about them, and you know, you go to sleep and you think about them, and all through the day you're just sort of, you know what I mean? And sometimes you feel like you're slipping away from that, like you're slipping away from being in love with them. And it feels wrong because it's part of your routine. It's something that you do all the time. You love them, and it feels like you're betraying them. It feels like even if they did something to you, you still feel bad for falling out of love with them. I think the actual feeling of falling out of love with someone is very intense, you know, because not only do you miss the person as you kind of slip away from them, you miss being in love with them, you miss caring about them, you miss missing them, you feel sort of twice as empty because it's just hard to adapt to being something separate from them, you know. And you know, I think sometimes it feels like it's happening gradually, but then it suddenly feels so intense and you're like, oh my god, I don't love you anymore. And it hurts. It's crazy. Sometimes I feel like everything would be easier if, like, you could choose to be, like, I don't know, some kind of, like, robot or something that doesn't feel things. I don't know. Feeling things is, like, a scam, I feel. I don't know. Okay, so that's all for this week's episode. But I will see you next week. And in that time, in that week that we are apart or whatever, if you really want to check out more of my work, you can on my website, which is jenniferwan.com. There are lots of things you can do there. There's lots of video content, audio content. There's lots of stuff to read, lots of free content there for you to have fun with. You can also find me on social media, with the username Miss J Squared, so Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, everywhere, really. It's a fun time. I'm told I'm quite entertaining on Instagram. I don't know. Anyways, I'd also like to thank my friend Amanda for her amazing, just general amazingness, really. She's the coolest. It's crazy, you know. You can check out a new video on my YouTube channel, actually, that I uploaded, I think, sometime last night, I don't remember. It's also on my website. It's a new visual poem called Necklace. I read it on the podcast a few weeks ago, I think, and I had quite a few people ask me about doing a video for it, so I did. And it also contains information about my new book, which will be coming soon, later this year kind of time. And is there anything else? I don't know. If you want to, you can support me on Patreon or Patron or however the fuck you say that, I don't know. The link is in the description, and there's also the link to that on my website, and you can sign up and subscribe or whatever, and you get like additional content, like you get you know, writing projects early, like before everybody else. You get free stuff, you know, free things, you know, sent to you, both digital and physical things, so that's fun for you, I'm sure. You get access to a very secret Instagram account where I post, like, kind of, know, some fun behind the scenes stuff about my writing and my videos and my music and stuff like that. So yeah, you can do that if you want to. But if you wanted to just do like a kind of one-off situation, if you don't want to be subscribed to anything, then you can also, you can, in the description or on my website again, you can donate through PayPal, or I believe it's pronounced coffee or something like that. Anyways, you can do that if you want to. And that really kind of helps me to have more resources to create not only this podcast, but also you know, some of the other free content that I do, like the video content that I make, the
the audio poetry collections and the written free poetry collections and story collections on the website. And also it helps keep the website up, because I remember the days when I didn't know how expensive it was to have a functioning website, but there we are. So yeah, if you wanted to kind of get involved and do that, then you can in the links are all in the description or on my website. And that is all for now. I will see you next week. Good night, my love.